Welcome back. Well, I did promise y'all that I am going to be consistent and I'm going to drop new recaps of anime. So, my question for you guys is, what would you do if you're in a situation where you have to act as a family and be friends with an enemy for the sake of your nation? What would you do at this time? This is this recap of Spy X Family Part 2. But before we do that, cue the intro. Welcome to the Infamous Anime Podcast. My name is Gio, and today we're going to talk about Spy X Family Part 2. Spy X Part Family Part 2 is a continuation of Spy X Family. Well, the year it was released is winter of last year, 2022, and I give it a 10 out of 10, and I will explain the reasons why. For the pros, the intro is much more classical than season one. It has more jazz into it, very upbeat, very fast, very good. And there's plenty of visuals that is very colorful, easy to see, clear, perfect. Okay, for the second one, it continued where it left off. The war between the nations is escalating as the family is developing and is getting closer to being usual. Of course, there is new characters on the season, such as Fiona Frost, which her code name is Nightfall. She is a veteran spy that was trained under Lloyd. She is placed in the hospital with him and advises him for some missions for him. And she is a perfect important character in this season, which I will get to explain the reason why. Also too, we have the dog named Bond, which is Arya's dog that was experimented by a military terrorist group that was supposed to be a bomber dog, which was later rescued by Lloyd, Yor, and the family. And this one kind of gave Arya a best friend, because in season one, she was a loner to a point where she only had one personal friend in school. Obviously, the guys, Damien and everybody else, treat her as if she's a commoner, despite of her intelligence and her well-being as an orphan. Plenty of development within the cast characters of in season two. Arya is trying her absolute hardest to win over Damien in order to help Lloyd with his mission, which is Operation Strix. And I will say this, Arya is really trying to, I don't want to say win over Damien, more like they want to become friends and get to know each other in order for him to easily access and complete his mission without any complications or nothing. Lloyd participated in a few missions in which the audience shows how good he is with Nightfall while maintaining a family life. And this also tells you that Lloyd, when it comes to certain things, Lloyd takes his job very seriously. From extraction missions to teaming up with his protege in order to get a specific item. Also too, that people didn't know about is there's a little rivalry going on between Yor and Fiona Frost, aka Nightfall. What she's trying to do is she is trying to replace Yor as the mother of the operation by humiliating her in different situations, from advising false rumors to her to playing a tennis match in front of Lloyd and the fake family that they have. In Fiona's deep subconscious mind, she expresses how much of a disgrace she is by letting Arya doing whatever she wants and consistently telling herself she can do better to please and gain affection from Lloyd. Overall, her main objective is to switch out Lore as the mother and to have Arya as a guardian in order for her to not only get him to finish the mission Operation Strix faster, but also in a personal level to win over Lloyd and to constantly date her. All I have to say is I do not have any cons with that show. My overall summary to this is I can actually see this show being the next big thing for this particular era of anime. It has everything that you want. It has conflict within the storyline, the plot. It has conflict within each specific characters in between, and also brings out every single thing with a new flavor, like humor, suspense, emotional seriousness. It has everything that you want. And then on top of that too, people love this show to a point that they're making memes, and everything about this show is, to in my opinion, perfect. But what do you guys think? Let me know on Instagram at infamous_GL3. Also too, go on Spotify or wherever you hear your podcast and follow it, so the next time I upload a episode you should know firsthand. But until then, my name is Gio. Have a great day and keep watching.